Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Kate Miner with update number 111 for the week of March 16th, 2009. We begin this week with excerpts from the Washington Report, dated March 11th, 2009. The Senate and House Democratic leadership on March 10th introduced union-backed card check legislation on the heels of the AFL-CIO's winter meeting in Miami last week. The bill, which sponsors have advanced as the Employee Free Choice Act, or EFCA, would allow a workplace to be unionized if a majority of workers simply sign cards authorizing a union. Without the bill, the nation's union leadership asserts that unions can't survive and protect workers' rights. The NASF and other industry groups fear that the bill, if enacted, will encourage intimidation and coercion of workers by unions and damage small businesses. Last week, President Obama and Vice President Biden both publicly endorsed the legislation. Currently, the National Labor Relations Board only recognizes forming a union through a secret ballot. The EFCA would not eliminate this option, but its new provisions would essentially guarantee that card check would be the method of choice for union organization. The measure also toughens up penalties for businesses for certain infractions and would guarantee arbitration on union contracts if workers and employers are unable to resolve differences within 90 days of commencing negotiations. To make your voice heard on the future of U.S. labor policy and its impact on small manufacturing, attend the NASF Washington Forum on April 27th through the 30th in Washington, D.C. Chamber of Commerce Director of Labor Policy Mark Friedman will give an update on the latest legislative developments on the bill. Please see this year's Washington Forum agenda and this month's NASF magazine for more information on EFCA and other featured topics. To register for the 2009 Washington Forum, please go to www.nasf.org or contact Christian Richter at CRICHTER at thepolicygroup.com or Jeff Hannapel at JHANNAPEL at thepolicygroup.com for more information or assistance. This week, Finishing.com would like to welcome two new advertisers to the Chemicals Directory. Spectrachrome LLC, located in Clearwater, Florida, manufactures custom spray-on chrome equipment and accessories designed to create an ideal production environment and take advantage of every market application. Spectrachrome also offers high-performance base coat, metal spray, and top coat solutions that provide a perfect reflective finish with super adhesion and awesome UV protection, creating a flexible chrome finish. For more information on Spectrachrome, please visit their World Link listing in the Chemicals Directory. Advanced Materials for Industry, located in Cedartown, Georgia, offers their Guard Coat Series chemical-resistant coatings specifically designed for the plating and anodizing industry. Guard Coat coatings protect equipment and facilities from the damaging effects of corrosion and are resistant to acids, bases, and other corrosive chemicals. Advanced Materials for Industry also offers rust converters, primers, urethanes, vinyls, epoxies, alkyds, and silicones. For more information on Advanced Materials for Industry, please visit their World Link listing in the Chemicals Directory. Here's the calendar of events through the end of March. On March 17th, the Philadelphia branch of the AESF will have a meeting at the Mill in Palmyra, New Jersey. Guest speaker will be Diana St. Jacques of Heatbath on electroless nickel applications and post-treatments. On March 17th through the 19th, Middle East Coating Show 2009 will take place at Cairo International Convention and Exhibition Center in Nasser City, Egypt. On March 18th, the Metal Finishing Association of Southern California will have their continuing education seminar at Stevens Steakhouse in Commerce, California. On March 19th, there will be a joint MAMF-AESF meeting at Frankie and Johnny's Pine Tavern in the Bronx, New York. On March 22nd through the 26th, NACE International Corrosion 2009 Conference and Expo will take place at the Georgia World Congress Center in Atlanta, Georgia. On March 23rd and 24th, the joint MFASC-MFANC Annual Legislative Action Day will be held at Sheraton Grand in Sacramento, California. On March 26th and 27th, Shot Peening Workshop, organized by Metal Finishing News, will take place in Paris, France. And on March 26th through the 28th, the AESF Foundation Electroless Nickel Deposition Course will take place in Hartford, Connecticut. For more information on all of these upcoming events, please click on the calendar on our homepage. Well, that wraps up the podcast for this week. Until next time, thanks for joining us.